Tucker. Marna McCastle-Brown is the operations manager for the Whitaka Daughter Program at Hawani Waititi. Marae, a few years ago, Judge Hemi Taumanu, then Chief District Court Judge, called a hui and offered a wero, ko tēnei wā. Now is the time to establish a new wānanga tikanga that's in the best interests of rangatahi taiohi going through the youth justice process as well as their whānau. As mentioned, this kaupapa is based at Hawani Waititi. Marae, Maraba, Castle Brown Overseas, Whitaka Daughter. She's with us this morning. Te tuhine, tēnā koe.
Morena, tēnā koe.
Thank you for joining us on the program today, Marama. Well, tell us about this program, how it helps young people going through the youth court. How does it do that?
Well, you know, firstly, Whitaka Daughter launched in early February. So as you know, that was pretty much at the beginning of the pandemic in New Zealand. So back then, it was really about thinking of our tamariki, also processing the fact that they would be going through this terrible experience along with whānau. So at that time, and with lockdowns happening in 2020, it was very difficult to launch this program. However, it was timely because as we came out of that lockdown process and started to get on with normal, we were able to rethink the way that we addressed the issues facing our rangatahi in the community. So really, it's been an organic pilot program, thinking about our tamariki in the community, our rangatahi and what they're facing. So we have a team of two, a duo of rangatahi that actually run the program for our rangatahi, which is great because, as you know, rangatahi relate well to their own. And the program itself is really, as you say, you've brought up Judge Taumanu and Te Kuti, which is our rangatahi coming through the marae in the justice system, and really a peer group that we create in order for our rangatahi and their whānau to be able to just reconcile their offending in a marae environment. So Whitaka Daughter is really a natural extension of that. Will you just stop me, because I'm quite passionate about this program. And
I will never stop you, sister. Don't you worry about that. How long's the program? How many people have been on it?
So I guess from 2020 to now, it's a niche program. So it's not in a large rōpū. We average about 8 rangatahi per program. It is laid out similar to, if you like, terms in school, although we don't act as a school program. So it runs over 12 weeks, and we average about 8 rangatahi per program. The opportunity really is to focus on tikanga, and bringing our rangatahi, our urban Māori rangatahi, home to the marae, and working on their whakapapa. So it's very much a kaupapa Māori program, working on their whakapapa, working on their pepiha. Really, it's that wonderful opportunity for I am, and helping our rangatahi to identify who they are, with their roots, their ancestral belonging, using whakapapa and pepiha. So that's where we start from. A lot of our rangatahi, when they come into the program, they've been through a lot, and I'm not going to go on about the data that shows that our rangatahi are struggling in this environment, but we see them. We see them come onto the marae day one, hunched up with a hoodie over their head. And I tell you, the most beautiful thing is to see at the end of the program, the hoodies are down, the shoulders are straight, and they're able to stand in front of a group of people and recite their pepiha. Talk to people about where they're from, their maunga, their awa, their waka, their whānau, their hapū. So that's really the essence of the program, is to bring our rangatahi back into a marae environment, kaupapa Māori. It's intrinsic in them. They get it when they're on the marae. And to talk to them through their heart, the mind is pretty, as you know, the mind can be quite challenging, so talking to them through their heart and helping them to understand who they are, giving them their identity back as Māori.
Tēnā koe. It sounds pretty straightforward, doesn't it? But for many of these rangatahi, they have a disconnect here. They're going through the youth justice situations and all that entails as well, Marama. How does this improved understanding of who they are help ultimately with the situation they find themselves in?
Yes, correct. So, our mentors, they are very, we are very gentle, we are very patient. That is why the groups are very small, so that we can focus one-on-one with each of them. They're all very, very different. And look, we've seen some amazing, we've got some amazing stories to tell about our rangatahi when they come out of the program. They're heading back to school. They recognize that education is very important. They're looking for work. We help them to find work. We've got a couple where, in one case, a rangatahi who came to the program, very resistant, very difficult to break through, and is now studying to be a barber through Seville's Hair Academy. So we're always looking for that wonderful light at the end of the tunnel that our rangatahi can just find that light and find a new future. Obviously, when they hit 18, it's very difficult if they have a record. So the idea is to just try and get them to a point where they can, start again and get out there and become productive and influential Māori in the community.
Tēnā koe, I hear that a representative from your team is attending the 5th Australasian Youth Justice Conference, which is being held tomorrow through to Thursday in Melbourne. What do you hope the outcome of that conference will be?
Well, it's an opportunity. This is the fifth Youth Justice Conference held in Australia. It's a collaboration between Australia and Aotearoa. So there'll be a lot of providers, a lot of community representatives over there. It's an opportunity for our kaimahi to network, to meet up and learn from others, but also to share their experiences. So they are speaking. They've been invited to speak, and we're very proud about that, Dale. So yeah, it's certainly growth for our kaimahi, but also to represent the marae. We've always been a lead and champion of tikanga rangatahi, and so it really is a great opportunity for us to carry the taonga to New Zealand. In fact, I think they're about an hour into their flight now to Melbourne.
Well, I hope it all goes well. Thanks very much for shedding some light for our listeners who probably didn't know anything about the Whitiki Te Ora program. It's running and it's helping out young people who are involved with the youth justice system to navigate their way through with some tautoko and to stand more proudly. Joining us, Manawa Castle-Brown, who oversees that kaupapa Whitiki Te Ora at Hawaini Waititi. Mauri ora kia koe te tuhine. Thanks so much, Manawa.
Kia pai.
Good to talk with you.
Tēnā
Thanks very much.
koe.
Hei konei rā.